about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, this just in, it looks like home psychiatrist Dr. Fenton did have the heebie-jeebies and some spidey sense weeks prior to James Holmes' shooting in the Colorado movie theater, but did not report it. From what we understand, CNN reported, CNN affiliate KMGH reported that her concerns surfaced early in June. So this was about 6 weeks before the July 20th killings. She discussed this with colleagues, was even thinking about forming a behavioral evaluation and threat assessment team, a beta team. Apparently beta teams consist of staff members from various university departments of specific expertise in dealing with assessing potential threats on campus. So she started to consider getting this beta team together. And from what we understand, fell through. He starts pulling out of the school in June, and nobody ever went to the police. They say Dr. Fenton made initial phone calls about engaging the beta team in the first 10 days of June, but it never came together. Because of the period Fenton was having conversations with team members, Holmes began the process of dropping out of school, and then the beta team would have no control over him. They say Holmes had no idea that Fenton was concerned, because you wonder, did Holmes leave because of that? I don't know. I don't know. But no, nobody discussed it to law enforcement. So they also say, one source told the CNN affiliate that, let's say Dr. Fenton called the police. They said it takes more than just statements. They say Holmes would have had to tell Fenton something specific before she would have to report it to law enforcement. Now, this is something that we've seen time and time again. People get a little nervous about an ex. Say, you know, should I get a restraining order against her? Is she going to try to hurt me? Is he going to try to hurt me? And, you know, we always see that, you know, the police department's like, look, we really can't do anything unless they've committed something. You know, you think someone's going to attack you. You know, we need a little bit more than that. And I think the reason why is the first person who claimed somebody was going to attack them when they didn't ruined the system for everybody. I mean, the olden days, you could say, hi, I was attacked, and people would believe you. Now, nobody believes anybody. And there's all this liability. And I wish there was a better way that doctors and counselors and school officials could work with police a little bit better in investigating, you know, some of these weird cases. You know, she got the heebie-jeebies. You know, she actually took a step towards getting other colleagues involved, but it wasn't good enough. Now, in hindsight, yeah, she should have called the police day one. Something's not right with this guy. Do something. At least call the police. Have the police give you a report saying we aren't going to do anything. And then, I don't know, do they hire a private investigator? I don't know what you do in this case. Because remember, a lot of people give a lot of people the heebie-jeebies. And not everybody goes and shoots up a Colorado movie theater. But in this particular case, we want to go back, we want to dissect this, and find out what could have been done. So if we see a repeat. You know, because we're not going to be lucky like we were last week where that Kent University sophomore student tweets that he wants to kill everybody at the university. I mean, he tweeted it before he did it, and then somebody took him into custody. Then I guess there's another idiot calling himself the Joker, saying he wants to shoot everybody up at work. Right, you know, some people are vocal, but the one thing we are seeing is many people before their crime vocalize. So everybody wants to know, well, what did he vocalize to her? What did she do? So he drops out of school, and the University of Colorado just drops, well, it's not our responsibility. You know, isn't there a department in the police that you could call saying, look, I got the heebie-jeebies of somebody. I just want to warn you. Now, I love our local police department, our local fire department. I work with them very closely. Great, great guys. But I've had issues with law enforcement as well. No, not personally. We had a case where somebody was suicidal. And so I was taught, you call the police, have the police come, they make a report. This one police officer didn't want to do the report. He's like, you do the report. Why are you making me do the report? And so I could see why. Now, I'm not really intimidated. I mean, I have so many officers that are friends. I work with so many people in the police department. I'm not worried. But we had this one kind of idiot kind of come in. He actually had an attitude to my staff that he was called because we had a potential suicidal patient that said, look, I want to kill myself. I want to just, and I'm like, you know what? Let's call the police. Let's see if we can kind of talk it down, et cetera. And he seemed really upset that he had been called. Now, of course, I come out of a room, but, without knowing that he was giving my staff some crap. And, of course, I, meet him. And, whenever I see a police officer, I just like, oh, my gosh, thank you guys for what you do. Can I get you anything? What do you need? And then, of course, he turned really, really nice. I told him, look, if you can't take care of it, I'll take care. But I thought the police were supposed to fill out a form and go that next step. And, again, I never have had any issue with local law enforcement. They've been wonderful. But if this happened to another doctor's office who isn't that really savvy with the police department and what they should do and how to be involved with them, I could see why they would be turned off and intimidated by calling the police. Now, I get that. Many police officers are inundated with calls and inundated with things. So if somebody could give them a hand, I could understand. But, we're talking about people that could harm themselves or harm others. And many medical professionals that don't usually work with police could be a little intimidated when an officer's like, what are you bothering me for? So I don't know if there's some sort of a liaison department or something. And I understand with all these cities going bankrupt, San Bernardino, I guess, finally filed officially for bankruptcy. But with so many, cities strapped and stressed, I doubt there's extra departments that are overflowing with, extra officers. And I understand they're already, overworked as it is. But, we may have a deeper issue than we think where we really don't have a good process where university officials can call the police and say, look, can you keep an eye on this guy? But something went horribly wrong with this Colorado shooter. The doctor's spidey sense kicked in, but nothing happened after that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Jim Newcomb from Midas Resources, August 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.1430. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5475, $8.2737 for a half ounce, or $4.1369 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.5475, $8.2737, and $4.1369.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For any of you with a Facebook account, please find us on Facebook. We have a Dr. Dahlia Show page. I could give you up-to-date medical updates, news updates as we get them. As you can tell, I never sleep. I'm always up, right? Even if I do fall asleep in bed, we got the dogs and we got the cats and we got the kids. So as news comes in and I get news updates, I give them to you. So find me on Facebook. Definitely link to our fan page so I can give you guys up-to-date updates. Also follow us on Twitter. And for those of you with an Android phone, we have the Dr. Dahlia Android app. It's free. So go to my website, download it from my website, or you can go to your basic app store and download it for free. So we were just quickly talking about in the first segment how James Holmes' psychiatrist actually did think something was wrong with him, was concerned about his behavior. And James Holmes was the one who shot and killed multiple people in the Colorado movie theater on July 20th and injured hundreds more. And she actually did feel that something was not right with him, discussed it with colleagues, was going to start a beta panel, the Behavioral Evaluation Threat Assessment, I guess a team, to investigate him because she thought that he could be potentially a danger for others. It never turned out. It fell through because James Holmes ends up dropping out of the university and she didn't have enough to go to the police with. We still don't know much about this notebook that James Holmes sent her and what could have been in the notebook. If that's the case, then she would have had quote-unquote statements and she could have given that to the police. We still don't know if she ever called the police and what she turned down. by the police, or did you just never call the police? So my recommendation to any of you in the psychiatric profession, I wish some of you, if you were listening to, please call in. I'd love to talk to you about, with your state, you know, what the liability is and what you need in terms of proof to be able to take it to the next level. I mean, I know with us, if we have any suspicion, we call. And like I said, I live in Southern Nevada, and in Las Vegas, we have phenomenal law enforcement. I mean, so we, you know, we could call, and yes, we had an instance where one of the, officers came to the office and he was, you know, kind of upset, et cetera, and he kind of, you know, rattled some of our staff, but I don't get rattled. I mean, if I need to talk to the police, I'm going to talk to the police. But I could see how that would intimidate others. And, if someone's intimidated to call, you know, the police because they think something could be up and they don't want to, you know, get rid of that. Get over that. Who cares if somebody yells at you? All right. Do your job. I can't tell you how many times I think I made a mistake because I should have just gone with my gut instinct and I didn't. Here's an example. I mean, it's not a very valuable example to discuss, but it's an example nonetheless. When I was in a anatomy class in medical school, we were supposed to take off the rib cage to look at the heart. And I was, I think, late coming to class that day. And I think it was my turn to cut. And so my partner said, Dahlia, come on, take off the rib cage. Oh, I know what happened. I had mono and I was out of school for about a week or so. And then when I came back, I was behind. It was my turn to kind of step up the plate. So I was thinking, wait, should I take the rib cage off like in a circle so it's one big piece? Or if I'm being, you know, yelled at by my classmates to take off the rib cage, just start taking off the ribs. So I start taking off the rib by rib, you know, and just, you know, I just started cutting each rib and then cutting the sternum. So next to the cadaver, we had the 12 ribs. And I know everybody says, oh, women have 13. No, usually it's 12 ribs. Some of us may have 13 ribs, which could cause thoracic outlet syndrome, but women and men have the same number of ribs. I know that's how God made Eve. He took Adam's rib, gave it to Eve, and yeah, but no, yeah. But my cadaver was a male, and so I had all the ribs, sitting there, and both sides, and then the sternum. And, of course, you know, the teacher walks over, and he's like, why did you remove the rib cage like that? Why didn't you take it off in one piece? But again, I was intimidated. You know, my cadaver mate, you know, told me to hurry, you know, let's get back into the groove of things. And I rushed. And, I mean, you know, nothing happened. It was just a little bit more difficult because you always want to put the body back as close as you can and then cover it up for the next session. And so it was kind of difficult because now you had ribs falling into the body, unfortunately. You know, it just kind of made it harder because we always had to kind of dig out the ribs and we were finding, you know, rib number 17 or whatever. But, again, you know, I every time I don't go with my instincts, I kick myself. And we've all done it at a grocery store. I should jump over that line. No, I picked this line. Should I jump over that line? Then you jump over that line and then someone's got coupons. And then you're stuck in that line and the other line you were in has already passed through multiple people. So just trust your instincts. I mean, if you are a practicing provider or nurse, or if you're a manager of a restaurant or something and you think something's not right, just go ahead and act on it. And if you're in doubt, just ask them, go, you know, look, when do you want us to remove? What do you want us to do? You know, there's all these crazy people out there doing crazy things. You know, someone's kind of getting drunk in my restaurant, he's talking about doing weird things. Who do you want me to tell this to? You know, and many times they'll say, well, I want you to go here. I want you to go there. I want you to go. Yeah, and that's another thing, too. You know, you could call authorities and go, what do I do with this? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And if you want to do it anonymously, I'm sure there's a way for you to do that, too. But I don't know what the heck happened with this Holmes and psychiatrist case. If she 6 weeks prior had heebie-jeebies about him, yeah, something could have been done. Lives could have been saved. This is going to upset a lot of people. You know, but then why not? Are there some sort of rules where you just can't willy-nilly accuse somebody of somebody and get the police involved? I don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care. I mean, I'll back myself up. I mean, you know, if somebody ever wants to sue me because I contacted the police, I can handle myself. Fine. I'll say, look, you said this. That was a concern, so I ran it by the police to see what we should do. I have no problem with that. No problem at all. But other people, especially maybe the university setting, I mean, look what happened with Penn State. Why don't people want to call the authorities? Why not? What is so intimidating about that. Honestly, going to now the Jerry Sandusky issue. I mean, for years this was happening. People knew. And nobody decided to call the authorities. Well, Dr. Dahlia, it's in, you know, it's inbred in us, you know, as kids that you don't narc. You don't, no. Okay, it's not narking. Narking is when you're in class, somebody farts, and you go, Johnny farted. Okay, that's it. Or trying to get your brother in trouble with your mom so he gets a whooping and you don't. Okay, yeah, that's narking and that's not good. But protecting others is your duty, people. Yeah, I know a lot of you want to put your head, not you guys, because you guys are my listeners, so you're pretty smart people, but a lot of people don't want to put their head in their sand. That's why, you know, and I've said this on air many times, that's why I tell my patients, my young patients, teenagers, that if you're ever being attacked or someone's chasing you down, you scream fire. Because I know what human nature does. All right, if you say, I'm being attacked, somebody's got a knife, there's a good chance nobody's going to come out and help you. People like to save their own skin. Yeah, you say fire, everybody wants to see the fire so they know if their house is okay. It's frustrating. You know, we heard that story where one of the people during the Colorado shooting, and again, here we are, we're safe in our homes and we're looking at this thinking this guy is completely crazy for, you know, what he did. But again, you know, none of us know what we would do if there are bullets flying. We may just, you know, run and leave the baby behind. But a gentleman, when the shooting was occurring, I guess he had the baby, dropped the baby, left the baby and ran. The mom picked up the baby, grabbed the daughter, was shot herself, makes it outside. When she tries to call her fiancé, who's the father of her baby, saying she's fine, he was already long gone in the car. Now, again, you know, people do strange things, you know, in crises. And, you know, who are we to judge? But, you know, I do, as a physician, have to appreciate the extents of human nature. And the one thing I'm noticing with human nature is you have many people that just keep their head low. Now, we do also hear of heroics. Like when I was taking my wilderness medicine class, we were learning about hypothermia and how quickly hypothermia can set in. And one instance of a miraculous survival, you know, many of us think if you are submerged under freezing water, you'll only live for 5 minutes, you'll only live for 15 minutes, and the answer to the question he posed, how long could you live, you could easily live over an hour. And his example was back in the 80s, 1989, I don't know if you remember, there was a Florida airliner that crashed into the Potomac River, was it, in Washington, D.C.? Only five people survived that crash, but they were in the water for over an hour and 45 minutes. Now, when you're hypothermic, you can't move your arms and limbs. They're numb, you're weak, you have so much vasoconstriction, you have no power in your arms and legs. So as rescue helicopters were throwing the rings, and the safety rings, they couldn't catch on to them. And as you're seeing a woman so fatigued that she goes underwater, somebody from the bank jumped in into freezing cold water, becomes a victim himself, pulls her out. He, of course, probably suffered from some hypothermia, but he lived, she lives. And you know, you do see, you know, heroics. But for the most part, a lot of people, they just keep their head in the sand. And whatever happened at Penn State, not heroes. Weaklings, as far as I'm concerned. And you want to know what the heck happened with the psychiatrist of James Holmes? We need more heroes, don't we? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me see. You know, I wanted to talk about some of the things I learned in the wilderness medicine course, but we got a lot of stories to still hit. And you know, we spent a significant amount of time on hypothermia. And they would give us questions, and they would see how we would answer. Like, for example, one of the questions that we talked about in the previous segment was, how long can you last in freezing water before you could die? And people said 5 minutes in freezing water. I said 15 minutes, and somebody said 60 minutes. And, the teacher made fun of him, of course. And, he was actually right. You could, live sometimes over 60 minutes, even longer in freezing water. It doesn't happen all the time, but, he had shown us the example of the 1989, was it Air Florida? Was that the name of the airline crash, in Washington, D.C.? Into the Potomac River, where people were, only five people had survived, and they were in the water. Very difficult rescue where they were because it was ice and frozen, etc. Another question they posed to us was, let's say you and your friend are in a boat, you're in freezing water, and huge wind chill, and it's freezing outside, and the water actually is a little warmer than the air outside, but you also have a wind chill of negative 10 degrees. All right. So the boat flips. All right. Your friend says, we'll live if we stay in the water because it'll be warmer. You decide to get on the boat and stay on the boat, shivering in wet clothes. Who would probably survive? The one who stayed in the water or the one who jumped on the boat? And we're not talking, don't worry about sharks, no piranhas, just talking about from a hypothermic standpoint, who would survive? All right, now, of course, I'm like, oh, you don't want to be freezing in wet clothes on the boat, you know? So me and three quarters of the room, you know, said, you know, the one who stayed in the water, if you don't have the wind chill, etc. No. You get out of the water. You get out of the water and you get in the boat. So the doctor was lecturing, said, no. And you know, for those of you who don't believe it, he showed us a video of the Titanic, right? Rose was on the raft. The guy with her wasn't. He was stuck in the water. And it's because you lose so much body heat when you're underwater. They say you can lose as much as 25% body heat because of the conductivity of water versus air. Air, yes, it's windy. You don't want to be in wet clothes, but you get out of the water. Any hypothermic situation, no, the water is not going to keep you warm. And I would be afraid of sharks, absolutely. You know, I've seen Jaws. I'm not stupid. You know, and, you know, when we talk about hypothermia and, you know, being cold and your core temperature, you know, your heart rate goes down, your breath goes down. And so there's been cases of children who we thought drowned had been underwater, adults, you know, underwater, submerged, or out in the cold, and they're very stiff, and they're extremely cold, and you can't detect a heartbeat, you can't detect a breath, and people think they're dead. They're in the morgue, and they wake up once they warm up. Scary stuff. So one rule we have in medicine is you're not dead until you're warm and dead. Now, we don't warm up all bodies. I mean, if you see rigor mortis, if you see the blood pooling at the bottom of the you know, the body, and we've spent time on the show talking about the changes that happens to your body when you die. You know, people were asking, well, your hair grows when you die and your nails grow when you die. No, they don't. You don't have any growth after you die. What happens is you dehydrate, you lose water. So your head shrinks, your fingers shrink, and as the skin and the turgor subside, your nails look longer, your hair looks longer. But no, you don't still have continued growth. That doesn't happen. So if there's a person that was, you know, in the pool for a significant amount of time or whatever, you know, a lot of times we will try to rewarm them. Now, yes, we can pick up heart rates using machines, etc. But what happens when you're out in the wilderness? And of course, the course we took was a wilderness medicine course. You know, if you have a pair of glasses, that's always good to do. Hold in front of the patient for about a minute, see if they fog a little bit. You know, and you know, some of these people, they could live on low heart rates, low respiratory rates, and they could, you know, significantly keep their cardiac output going to what they need, because you know they're freezing. Can you warm a person up? Out in the wilderness is very difficult. You know, you want to take people out of wet clothes. You want to, cover them up. You want to obviously get them out of the water. You want to get them out of the cold. But many times we don't have the ability out in the wilderness to warm up a hypothermic patient. You need to get emergency services involved. You have to. Even in the hospital setting, if we put warm IV fluids in you, sometimes we only raise the core temperature maybe, you know, 1 degree an hour sometimes. Well, it depends with Celsius and Fahrenheit, but, we try to rewarm you up. We use rewarming blankets, et cetera, but it's a very slow process, which brings us to another question that one of the lecturers brought up. He said, let's say you and your buddy are out hiking and you come across a body, and the body looks dead, but you don't think he's dead, and he's lying there, and he looks hypothermic, all right? And you realize he's got a little bit of a pulse. You realize that he is breathing a couple times a minute, very low breath rate. What do you do? Do you, A, give him extra breaths? B, do you start performing CPR to get that heart rate up? C, do you try to rewarm him? D, does one of you stay with him, and another one of you go and get help? E, do both of you leave him and go get help? Or F, the guy's not awake anyway, just go about your hike and enjoy your day. And, some of us are like, oh, you gotta start CPR. Well, no, you don't really start CPR if they have a heart rate. Start rescue breaths. Well, he's breathing. and you're sitting there trying to give them extra rescue breaths, it's really not going to warm them up. It's going to, if he's breathing and his heart rate is still palpable, you don't necessarily have to start engaging CPR. What about C, where you start rewarming them? Again, out in the wilderness setting, there's not enough you could do to increase that core temperature. You got to get them the rewarming blankets. There's, I guess, this new apparatus that you could put on your arm that they were talking about. Pretty cool apparatus that some hospitals have. Putting in warm IV fluids, etc. Peritoneal lavage, throwing warm water into the abdomen, saline or saline into the lungs. There's even why can't I think of the term? It's a kind of a pulmonary washing with warm water. So, things have to be done in the hospital setting. So my answer, I raised my hand, and my answer was, all right, one of you stay with the body, one of you go get help. And that answer was wrong. They said, no. I go, then what's the answer? Both of you go for help. I go, leave the body? Both of you go for help. His thinking was, get the body out of the cold, put the body in a tent, but both of you go get help. And his reasoning was, the doctor's reason was, many times when you go get help and you're out in the wilderness and you're hiking and it's some sort of a, multiple day trip, going to find help could be a multiple hour process, maybe even longer. So now you're alone. Your partner is out there alone. And a lot of times the person that stays with the victim starts to get antsy. And then he starts to walk off, and you could possibly have two more victims. So they say, get him into a safe place. Both of you go for help. It'll be quicker. It'll be safer. Bring back the help. Remember where the body is, and go from there. And that ended up being the answer. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know that. I was going to, start trying to warm him up. And I know. I remember that one taxi episode, right, where they had to have sex. They were becoming hypothermic, so they had sex. No, do not have sex with a body that's lying there that you don't know. Another phenomenon is you'll find many hypothermic bodies completely naked. Because right before a person is ready to die from hypothermia, many times the arteries start to vasodilate. They've been vasoconstricted, trying to shunt blood to the core. I learned this in the wilderness medicine course as well. And then all of a sudden, you're kind of already delirious. When you have hypothermia, you're not thinking well, right? And then all of a sudden, the vasodilation brings such warmth that you actually get uncomfortable. And people, right before they die of hypothermia, start ripping off their clothes, which is why many times you'll see people out in the desert or out in the cold completely naked and dead because they were confused, took off their clothes because they thought they were overly warm. Crazy stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866 404 3 freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, Donovan was right to play the weird science. You guys remember that video I had on my Facebook page where it was a 1957 video that was made by the Department of Defense where a bunch of volunteers, I think maybe about 5 of them, were standing out in the Nevada desert when they conducted a nuclear missile test to show people that it was safe. And remember, we didn't know the identities of these men, whatever happened to them. And you see them, they call themselves ground, you know, they're at ground zero, population 5. You see them watching the exploding nuclear warhead. And, you know, after, you see them have to cover their eyes, but then afterwards they're giggling and they're patting themselves on the shoulder and, they're, you know, smoking cigars. Well, the cameraman was interviewed. Let me see if I have his name here. The cameraman is still alive, 83 years old. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find his name here. And he actually had revealed, he kind of actually talked, I think it was Luttrell is his last name. And he said that multiple of the officers that stood directly underneath the nuclear warhead, many of them did come down with cancer. They did. You know, usually you were at least 5 to 20 miles from the blast, especially this cameraman when he was taking pictures in the tests. Of the tests that were done in Nevada. But on July 19th, 1957, he was asked to do something a little different than he expected. And they said, we're going to actually have you at ground zero. And that the nuclear warhead was going to explode 10,000 feet above his head. And he actually, you know, is still alive. He's 83 years old. From what we understand, he did also come down with colon cancer. Now, you know, one in two of us get some sort of cancer. So from what we understand, some of these officers did die in their 40s and 50s of cancer. And I know many of us want to know what happened to those guys who, you know, volunteered to make the safety video to show people that, you know, it's safe. And, you know, even the cameraman being involved. And he said, you know, in those days, nobody thought there could be any fear of developing cancer from nuclear tests. He said, but there must have been some direct correlation between these tests and cancer. Said many of his camera friends who also filmed a similar operation developed and died of cancer, usually in their 40s and 50s. He said that in hindsight, obviously, it wasn't safe. He said that these men who were in the video never felt that the cancer was related to this quote-unquote, they call it a genie shot. He doesn't think anybody back in the 50s would have made a different decision. I think everybody, you know, the six volunteers involved, the cameraman plus the five officers, were I think so excited to be a part of this that you know, they thought they were doing their duty, and they did. And you just see them in their regular garb, you know, watching. I posted this as well on my Facebook, but it's the video of the 1957 nuclear blast. If you can't download it from my Facebook, you'll definitely see it there. Well, pretty scary stuff. You know, the government tells you, look, let's prove it's safe. Come here and show them. Just stand out there and show everything's fine and giggle and smoke cigars. And meanwhile, later they end up dying of cancer. You know, but also, you know, they really didn't understand cancer, you know, back then. I have a book from the late 1800s, and you see these tumors. You actually see some very interesting type of drawings. Of course, they didn't have pictures. That they published. Most of them were drawings, and you'd see tumors and things like that. And they're, you know, they knew something was wrong. They knew something was up, but they didn't really seem to dissect the cause. It was just something that happened to certain people. And what's very interesting in this book is you have these cutaneous horns, actual horns coming out of people's heads. Very similar material, keratin, like you have in your nails. And, you know, you look at that, and because I have multiple old references from the late 1800s, early 1900s, and every one of them has, you know, picture of a gentleman with a horn coming out of his head. And, you know, I've delivered enough babies and worked with a lot of, you know, neonatal patients and, you know, young infants, and I don't recall anybody being born with a horn. And you wonder what was going on back then, right? Early 1900s, late 1800s, where people had horns coming out of their head. Now, yes, we do have some very interesting tumors, and many times we don't publicize. Many times we kind of, you know, hide the kids, you know, and try not to let too many pictures be taken because we don't want to, you know, embarrass them, right? I've never delivered a baby who had anything like that, a horn, etc. Yeah, we have had children with six toes. You'll get that. Polydactyly, you'll get that. And, you know, we have, you know, it's very interesting. You'll deliver a baby and, you'll have, African American mother, African American father, and the baby comes out very light. You know, and pink. And, you know, father starts to get all nervous. You know, that can't be my baby. Like, no, it's a black baby. Don't worry. You know, so, you know, babies do look different a lot of times when they're born, but I've never seen any anomalies like I've seen in some of these old books. Kind of interesting stuff. You know, one of the books talks about girls and menstruating. I've discussed this on the show where they say if a young woman is menstruating, keep her out of school and don't have her do any housework. Right, but especially keep her out of school. You can't tax her mind when she's having a period, and her mind won't work well when she has a period. Now, I know a lot of women may be insulted by this, but, you know, when you read it, it actually does kind of make sense. You know, I don't know about you all and what your menstrual cramps were like, but I got to tell you, when I was in high school, I had to get the heck out of class. There is no way I could concentrate. You know, if your energy is distributed to a different focus, and, you know, it was the thinking back then, late 1800s, probably even earlier, that it's too taxing for a woman to be at school when she has her period. And she can't mentally handle the learning. And I don't think that's, you know, chauvinistic or anything. I think probably periods, but remember, they didn't have Midol. People couldn't pop a Percocet if they were having cramps. They're probably miserable. And, you know, if some of these girls are having heavy periods and being very weak, yeah, absolutely. Why put them through school? But, you know, women, though, were definitely considered the weaker sex because of, you know, periods. Now, you know, you look at these athletes and you're like, well, you know, do they take continuous birth control so they don't have periods? You know, I mean, how do you do gymnastics while having your period? That's another reason why I'm not an Olympic gymnast, right? Because the last thing I need is abnormal uterine bleeding or my fibroid, if I have one, falling out in the middle of a somersault flip on the balance beam. Oh, can you imagine my IUD flying out? I mean, that'd be horrible. So, you know, now we control our periods. We could even cauterize our lining so we don't get our periods. You can now freeze your lining. I mean, there's so much we can do such that we can work and move on. But back then, you know, you didn't have that. And you just had to, you know, sit and suffer. And I guess, I don't know, use a bucket. I'm not sure what they did. You know, in the Middle Ages days, remember they found underwear from the Middle Ages? And it looked like a pair of panties, but it wasn't for women, it was for men. Men were under garments, women didn't. Women were just, you know, commandoing it under their skirts. I don't know how they got through their period doing that. That doesn't make any sense to me. You'd think women would always wear undergarments, but no, men did. Men wear the pants of the family, I guess. That's where it came from. So, all right, enough about that. I guess one of the new health care provisions started August 1st, in which now women's health visits, well women visits, breastfeeding support is supposed to be completely covered now by insurance, HIV screening, HPV DNA testing, counseling for sexually active women. There should be no copay, no deductible for many women type health evaluations and exams. We spent a significant amount of time talking about this on the first hour of the show. I'm going to talk about in the next hour. Of course, if you miss any hours of the show, please download the Droid app or go to my website on demand and you can listen to the last few hours of the show. But if not, I usually repeat things because I like to repeat myself. Am I repeating myself? Yes, I am. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. If not, be safe.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.